government has assured Ghanaians not to panic over the downgrading of the country's credit rating from B+ to B by the International Credit Rating Agency, Fitch. Fitch, as reported in sections of the media, cited the national wage bill and the debt-to-GDP ratio and their short-term challenges to the economy. At the daily media briefing on the sidelines of the ongoing Ghana Policy Fair at the Accra International Conference Centre, a Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachiofusu, said the issues for the downgrading by Fitch are being addressed and significant progress has been made.
Government is happy to improve the working conditions of workers and also streamline and properly align the wage system. But it also is committed to ensuring that that streamlining and alignment and improvement of working conditions do not result in further destabilization of the economy. For that reason, government has taken a number of measures to address concerns with the wage bill. First amongst them is a reform of public sector wage management. And the Ministry of Finance has deployed a number of measures to ensure that proper management practices are established with regards to management of the wage. The second one has to do with a control of the wage level itself. You would recall that over the last few years, wage increments have hovered around 15 to 20%. This year, based on broad-based consultation and dialogue with organized labor, the Ministry of Finance, and for that matter, government, has been able to ensure that wages are increased by 10 percentage points, which, in the view of government, represents a significant step towards controlling the wage bill.
That was Mr. Felix Kwachiofusu, and he said that government is concerned about the country's debt level, but will only borrow to finance projects that are self-financing in order not to destabilize the economy.